Yes, for sure.
One moment, sir.
Hi, Bob. Thanks for holding. My name is Paul. I'm the area manager. Of course, Mary wanted it to have me get on the line.
Absolutely. Nice to meet you.
Absolutely. Now, of course, you too as well, and happy Tuesday. How's your day going so far?
It's going good.
Okay.
Good.
Now, I know Mary does a good job of outlining the basics of our services. Did you have any questions for me at this point?
So, not really until you give me more of a breakdown on the cost of the pay-per-click and your other lead generating services.
Right. Yeah, I mean, we do offer a suite of services, and of course we can do quite a lot here. Now, you're doing gutter cleaning, gutter replacement. You also do security systems, so very unrelated services that you do offer, right?
Yes.
Okay. So now one thing we would
do.
I'm sorry?
Gutter seems to be the money. I said gutters is the money. I was an electrician for many years. Now I'm a licensed builder, but gutters is where the money is. That's what I would plan on advertising for.
Okay, yeah, gotcha. And that's exactly why we're calling for that particular listing. Now, we would be able to get you on the first page of Google in that local map, that PAC result that pops up anytime someone in your service area does a search for your services. They don't need to know the name of your business, but if they're in your service area looking for those keywords, we'll make sure your business is one of the options that people see. Of course, that means more phone calls coming directly to you. And I don't see a website. Is there a website currently for your business or not yet?
It's just not live. I have a website. It's just not live right now.
Okay, so you do have a website. So obviously a website's a powerful conversion tool. It gives the people who see it the reasons to call you. Our job would be to make sure that it's easier for people to find that website, make sure they know that you are providing those services. So you'll be verified by Google and Bing, and we'll create all the additional content, the directories, Facebook, Apple Maps, et cetera, that Google indexes when someone does a keyword search. There would be a social media campaign. There'd be Facebook ads as well. And, of course, it's a flat rate offered on a month-to-month basis. You'd be looking at exactly $299.00. It would bill once a month for that amount. You're not paying per lead, click, call, or job, not a percentage of your profits or anything like that. It is just that flat rate. Now, I'm sure you've got questions for me, at least on the surface, though, being that it's month to month. Is that something you would want for your business at this point?
I think that would be something I would try. Potentially, I have a lady I'm working with. Like I mentioned, my website's not live, and you mentioned that this generates leads through the website mainly, so...
Well, how long before you think that website would be completed?
That's the thing. I'm working with a lady now, so I can. It's just about, you know, priority, essentially. So start prioritizing my website, maybe I will try to plan on doing a campaign through the month of, not campaign, but doing this, what do you call this? This service.
Well, that's local search engine optimization, perhaps.
Okay, so you mentioned campaigns. Is this also doing social media campaigns at the same time?
Yeah, there would be a social media campaign. There's going to be paid Facebook ads.
Okay. It does sound like something worth trying, but I want to have my website set up first.
Well, you know, I understand that, and I mean, we are calling through the area to fill the position now. A lot of our clients don't even have a website at all, and we build websites from scratch in-house, and that's something that we could do for you, even if it's just as a placeholder. There'd be no additional cost for that. It takes us about 7 to 14 days to build out that website, so I'm not sure what type of time frame you're looking at here, but everything that we do, I mean, it's not like we can flip a switch and inundate you with phone calls overnight. We do have to get you verified by Google. That takes 5 to 10 business days, so I mean, if your website's going to be done in a timely fashion, we wouldn't even need to build one for you, but we could do one for you at no additional cost, even if it serves as just a placeholder. You know, then obviously, you know, that is something that we could do for you until your website is completed.
Gotcha. So now this is for the Livonia area?
Correct. Yeah. We'll target specific cities, zip codes, even neighborhoods where it's going to be most profitable for you to be found. And of course, you know, we can go a little farther in this direction versus that direction. We don't draw a big circle around you. We can target even specific neighborhoods. If you want to focus on higher end clientele, we could do that for you. If there are places that you don't really want to go, then we don't run your ads there. So again, it's very targeted to get the people in the places that you're looking for.
Gotcha. Because I'm located in Taylor, but the majority of my work seems to be in Metro Detroit, which is Canton, Livonia.
Absolutely. Yeah, and that really helps us because, like I said, we do very targeted marketing exactly where you want to be found. We're going to make sure that you're getting those phone calls. Now, of course, for anyone in your service area going on Google and Bing doing an active search, your company will be one of those options, whether it's the website you're working on or one that we'll build for you, again, at no additional cost. That's going to give them the reason to pick up the phone to call you. If they do a search on Google or Bing and then they're on their Facebook page, those ads retarget that same potential customer who we already know is in your service area looking for your services. You'll also have Facebook ads running in the live streams of people that are in your area. If they click on it, it costs us like 20 or 22 cents per click. There's $100 of Facebook ads included in that package. That's about 400 clicks. Again, you're not paying additionally for those clicks or calls or anything like that, not a percentage of your profits. It's all included in that flat rate. Again, that is a fixed rate of $299. That rate will never go up on you no matter how long you choose to keep the service.
Okay. Where are you located?
We're located in California. That's our headquarters. As a Google Premier partner, we service all of the United States and Canada, but we are headquartered in California, the same as Google and Facebook.
Okay. So did you have somebody in this position up until recently, then?
I mean, it would have either been that and someone stopped using the service, or sometimes positions just become available because of an increased number of searches. But we are one of only 8 Google Premier partners, and our job when positions do become available is to call through the area. We find just one business providing those services, and then we close out the category. We cannot put our clients in competition with each other. Of course, that means a higher return on investment for you, greater likelihood that you're going to keep the service, being that it's month to month. And of course, you'll never be the only company that pops up for your services in your search area, but at least if you're on that first page, people will give you the calls, and of course, that turns into more jobs for you.
Right. Okay. Well, the month is almost ending. I'll give it a try for September. I will do that.
So, you know, we can definitely do that for you. It's not like it bills prorated for the month. It's the day that you sign up, and then it bills on a month-to-month basis. The month is almost over, though, and I mean, if you wanted your billing to coincide with the first of the month, then you wouldn't even have a payment in September. It would bill today, and then it would not bill again until October 1st, and then you would have your payments synced up on the first of the month.
Okay, so it'll bill me today, and then if not again until the first of the month.
I mean, if you want your billing to sync up on the first, but yeah, I mean, we don't prorate the month. It's not like on a monthly basis from the first of the month. It's a monthly basis from the day that you sign up, and then it would be set normally to bill, you know, a month from today. But if you prefer that your billing is on the first of the month, I mean, we're only looking at about 6 days until the first of the month. I'd be more than happy to give you an extra 6 days on the front end here to sync your billing up with the first of the month starting in October.
Okay.
At least that way you're still able to secure the position. We're not going to keep calling through the area to find somebody else. Now, like I said, if your website's going to take more than a week or so, we could easily do that for you. We're building the content and creating the destinations anyway. We do need all the information about your mission statement, you know, motto, slogan, what's unique about your business and things like that. If you can email us photos, we'll do that for you. That takes some of the pressure off getting your website completed. Like I said, it typically takes us about 5 to 10 business days to build out that website for you.
Gotcha.
That would be included at no additional cost.
I almost pulled the trigger, but I'm not going to pull the trigger today. I almost did.
What would be holding you back?
It's just, I'm on my way to 2 leads right now. I've already invested a lot in signage and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I would do it. Look, you know, the fact of the matter is I got a set amount of money in my bank account. I got to have a set amount of money to operate, right? So
sure, of course.
This isn't an expensive service. I think there could be potential in it. I do want to do it. I just can't hold the trigger right now. You know what I mean?
There's nothing
you did wrong. Your pitch great, everything great. It's a good service. Sounds like the service sells itself.
It does. I mean, it's Google. I mean, we're a Google partner, and when positions become available, we fill these positions, and our clients keep the service. I mean, that's why it's month to month. You know, we're not locking you into any long-term contract. You can certainly stop at any time for any reason, no questions asked or fees involved, and you can pause it. I mean, you end up getting more work than you can take on, or if you need to go on vacation, you can pause the service. You can even pause it seasonally. We don't charge you when it's paused. Now, again, we are, of course, not Google. If anyone were to call you and tell you that they are Google for something like this, they'd be telling stories. Google will make these phone calls to businesses, but only if they have at least 100 individual locations or more. For everything less than that, it falls to the responsibility of the Google partners. We are Local Splash. We've been around since 2004. I've been with the company myself since 2013 for over 12 years. You'd be in really good hands with us. I sent you a link to our pricing page. LocalSplash.com is our website. The link I sent out to you is localsplash.com/SEO-packages. I'd certainly be more than happy to walk you through some of those things so you can see exactly who we are and exactly what you would be getting. At the very top of that, it says take control of your online presence in big blue letters. Are you able to see that?
Yeah. No, I hate to miss out on the opportunity.
Is it just the price?
It's not even so much the price. Why, are you able to give me a discount if I act fast?
Well, I mean, like I said, it is my job to fill this particular listing. And, I mean, I'm already reducing the cost of the service. If you scroll down on the link that I sent out to you, you're getting the Platinum Package, which is the one with the Facebook ads. It's budget-friendly, and it's a great way to cover your service area. It's going to get you the return on investment. It's listed on our website at $599 with a $299 setup fee. Now, like I said, I'd be able to reduce the cost of the service from $599 down to $299. That's because you are a young company. You're basically, in our eyes, a new company. You're less than 2 years old. So you do qualify for that reduced rate. It is a fixed rate. It's not going to balloon up on you later on. It's really just designed to make it affordable for younger companies. So every month that you keep the service,
if you give me that flat rate.
Give
me any part discount, I'll pull the trigger right now.
I can waive your setup fee. Setup fee is normally $299. You can see that's even on our basic package. That way you're getting basically the entire first month for free, just for the normal cost of that setup fee. Every month after that, though, you're still saving $300 because it won't go up to that $599. So it's even better than that first month for free with me waiving your setup fee. It's $299
we'll
out the door. Okay. Now, the business name, as I see it, is Modern Solutions, right? And that's how you want it to appear online?
Now, it's Modern Solutions Michigan, so
okay.
I don't want to limit myself because I'm in Detroit. You know, I would go to Ohio for a big job, but
right,
I'm not
right.
advertising, so we might as well. Whatever you think, man.
That makes a lot of sense, yeah. Now, the phone number that we're speaking on, this is a good number for us to reach you. This is the business number, right?
Yes.
Okay. Is it a smartphone? Can you receive a text message on that number?
Yes.
Okay. Most of the time, you simply get phone calls. Everything has the click-to-call feature. Customers call you directly. The website that we will build for you, and it sounds like you'll maybe need us to do that. You're not sure when your website's going to be completed. The website that we build, and again, it will be at no additional cost, just kind of something as a placeholder for people to see until your website's completed. Really easy switch for us then to promote the website that you are working on. The websites that we build have a contact form so people can fill them out, tell you where they are and what they're looking for. When they fill out that form, you get a text message as well as an email. So you always know right away when someone is trying to contact you. And of course, whether they're calling you directly, as they most often will, or reaching out to you through the website, there's no additional cost for that. Now, as far as the email address goes, if it's a business email, we'll list it on the website. People would see it. If it's more of like a personal email, that's perfectly fine. We just don't show it on the website. It would, though, still be linked to that contact form. And, of course, for longer pieces of information, something we want you to have for your records, we will email things out to you. What is a good email address, then, either for you or for your business?
So for my business, it's going to be robkelly@modernsolutionsmichigan.com.
Is that K-E-L-L-E-Y?
K-E-L-L-Y.
No, second E. So K-E-L-L-Y. Okay.
Yes.
Rob Kelly, and that was at Modern Solutions Michigan. Michigan spelled out or just M-I?
Spelled out.
Okay, so Rob, R-O-B, Kelly, K-E-L-L-Y, at Modern Solutions, with an S at the end of it, Michigan, that's
right.
All spelled out. And that was .com, right?
Correct.
Okay, perfect. And then Mary never did get your last name, sir.
My last name is Kelly.
K-E-L-L-Y.
Like,
that makes sense. I never do want to assume, but that was right in your email, so I probably could have guessed. And do you go by Rob, Robert, Bob?
Rob, typically.
Rob with an R? Okay. And then your business is service-based, right? Meaning that you only go to the customer, no one comes to you, there's really not like a showroom or physical location that you would want the public to know about?
Correct.
Okay, perfect. That's kind of how Google expects it to be. I mean, Google knows that most service-based businesses are kind of run out of the truck, run from the home. Google doesn't expect you to maintain a storefront or, physical location. And of course Google doesn't want anyone to drive out to your residence and knock on your door any more than you would, so you won't be seeing any physical street address listed for your business. Now the next thing that I would do here would be to schedule what's called a client interview, and it's exactly like it sounds, Rob. One of our Google-trained technicians will speak with you in greater detail about your services, your service area, anything like a mission statement. Like I said, it helps us to build out the content for you. You don't necessarily need to be in front of a computer for that particular call. We schedule by the hour, but the call takes about 30, 35 minutes. Oh, I did want to do one other thing here, and that's just to add a little bit of extra protection on your account, another layer of security. In fact, it is a security question and answer, of course. If anyone were to call us and tell us that they are with Modern Solutions, even if it's you, Mr. Kelly, and we recognize your voice, we may still from time to time ask for you to verify the answer to the security question. And if anyone were to call you, especially if they're not a potential customer, even if they identify themselves as Google or Local Splash, they would know both the answer and the question. And if they can't give you that information basically right away, then you should not entertain that phone call. If anyone were to call you and tell you that you need to pay more money for your Google listing, then for sure that wouldn't be us and they wouldn't know that information. Now, your options here for your security question are the city you were born in or your first pet's name. Which of those would you want for your security question?
You can go with my pet's name.
First pet. And then what is the answer?
The answer is going to be JoJo. J-O-J-O.
JoJo. Okay. I have to type it in twice, but you are all set and squared away there. And then with me reducing the cost of the service and even waiving that initial setup fee, it is exactly $299 out the door. How did you want to take care of that? MasterCard, Visa, Amex, Discover? What works best for you, sir?
It will be a Visa.
A Visa. On that particular card, is it your name, the business name, or both?
This is my name.
Is it Rob or Robert? Any middle initial?
It's going to be, it will be Robert A. Kelly.
Robert A. And you said it was a Visa card. That should actually start with a 4. All Visa cards do. Rob, I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are, sir.
You get this stick out. Oh, this, well, this one's a MasterCard. Not that it matters. So here's the number.
I just have to change it here. So.
Whenever you're ready. It's 5.
I am ready.
4-5-4-2-4.
Mm-hmm.
3-3-2-1-6.
Yes, sir.
2-8-1-1-3-7-3-7.
And then the expiration month and year?
It's going to be 07-29.
07 of 2029, and then the last 3 digits on the back of the card.
876.
So I have 876, 876. I've got July or 07 of 2029 for the expiration date. And Rob, was the card itself 54-24-32-16-28-11-37-37?
Yes, sir.
And what is the billing address of that card?
It's going to be 6080 Stagecoach Trails, Oscoda, Michigan, 48750.
48750?
Correct.
And then could you say the street again? There's a little bit of background noise.
It's Stagecoach, one word.
Oh, Stagecoach. Gotcha. Gotcha. And then, I do need to read what's called a voice verification because we are a Google Premier partner. It is required of us. It does get recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you. So you know that in this case, of course, we are going to waive your setup fee, reduce the cost of the service, that the service itself is month to month. Now, the voice verification is recorded, but you can certainly stop me at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify my question. It is actually pretty straightforward. Give me just one quick second then to get that set up. Okay, so it reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This part of the call will in fact be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you would want that to appear online?
Modern Solutions.
And that's exactly how I have that. And then please state your name and your official title within the business.
Robert Kelly, and I am the owner.
And as the owner of Modern Solutions, Mr. Kelly, you are then, of course, authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of your business, right?
Absolutely.
Of course, you make all the decisions for your company. And then for that billing information, that MasterCard in your name, of course, you are an authorized user on that account as well, right?
Yes, sir.
Of course. Now, it does say to get results as fast as possible. It is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. And, of course, since it is our job to make sure that the people in your service area who need your services can contact you directly. For that reason, we specifically request that you do in fact agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion, which is 48 hours or less, to phone calls, emails, text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yes.
Of course. And as long as you answer the phone, you'll do quite well with the service. Now, it does say in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you would continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. Again, it's month to month. Well, there's a couple of reasons that we ask. First of all, we wouldn't want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. And then equally or even more important, we'll always make sure that your business information online is accurate, current, and consistent. So we're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. Mr. Kelly, we are just saying if you do decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, we do ask that you at least let us know so we can make sure the information is accurate. Rob, that's fair enough, right?
Yes.
Perfect. We do what's called a NAPW audit. Stands for name, address, phone number, website. Of course, we'll make sure that no physical street address appears for your business since customers do not come to you. We do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically too. But if anything new comes along, it's just a good idea to let us know so we can make sure the information is accurate. Mr. Kelly, that's fair enough, right?
Yes.
Perfect. Now, with all of the reductions in the cost that I was able to apply, reducing the setup, well, actually waiving your setup fee, reducing the cost of the service, of course, with it being month-to-month with the website included, this next part reads as follows. And then you did want us to sync up your billing on the 1st, starting in October. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. So this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including the one-time setup fee, which I will waive altogether, will be charged today's date, the 26th of August, in the very reduced total amount of exactly $299.00. And again, that $299 is both a fixed rate as well as a flat rate. So it would never go up on you, not at any time, not even by a penny. In fact, it is an exact amount, so there's no taxes or fees, there's no surcharges, there's no lead fees whatsoever. The calls come directly to you. Now, this does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, Siri on a smartphone, the Facebook ads are included at no additional cost, and in this case, we'll also be including a Google-compliant, mobile-optimized, and conversion-driven website. That custom website is included at no additional cost. We'll build it, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you as long as we need to at no additional cost. Again, of course, with the main goal being that it's just a placeholder, though, until you get your website completed. If for some reason you decide to never finish that website, that's perfectly fine. We'll keep our website in place for you. Again, there's no cost for that. Now, when the term is completed, the agreement would be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 1st of the month starting in October. So you're getting an extra 6 days this month. We'll sync up your billing on the 1st of the month. It would be for the exact amount of $299 in bill on the 1st of the month moving forward. As I mentioned, it is a month-to-month service. It is offered completely at will. There is no contract. Of course, that means that you can stop at any time for any reason, no questions asked, no fees involved. You can pause it, whether you get more work than you can take on, need to go on vacation. If necessary, you can pause the service seasonally. All that we would request to prevent the charge to the following month is that you would contact our client support team and contact them at least 3 days before your billing date. That, Rob, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Mr. Kelly, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. That actually does conclude the voice verification. And then for your follow-up call with our technician, would you be available today? I mean, we could do as early as 1 o'clock or as late as 6 o'clock. Looks like there's just about...
Yeah, we'd have to be around 6.
Around 6? We could do 6. It would be scheduled from 6 until 7. It is going to be scheduled for that hour, although, like I said, it really doesn't take that long. At 5 o'clock, you'll receive a reminder email that the call itself is scheduled at 6, and then you should get that call either right at or a couple minutes after 6. I'll also send you a calendar invite. That calendar invite really is just for your records. You don't have to respond to it, although many people do. There's no problem if you do. It's going to say Local Splash, C-I-E-N-G, that just stands for Client Interview Conducted in English. So we are doing your client interview today. You know, we usually do that in that first, second, or third day. It's great that we're getting it started today. That's going to expedite the process. Of course, if you're quick in sending us photos and things like that, everything's going to be expedited. So within the next 5 to 7 business days, your client dashboard's going to be up and active. All the directory submissions that we create are going to be there for you to track. You'll have 24/7 access. The reports do update in almost real time. They update basically, you know, several times throughout the day. It's going to take us about 7 to 14 business days to build out your website. The Facebook ads are going to be completed in that exact same time, really just waiting for that website to be completed. When your website is completed, please do let us know. It's going to be a real easy switch for us to promote that website. Now, in the next 45 to 60 days, that's when you're going to really see, I mean, we say for best return on investment for the highest placement, 45 to 60 days, but it's usually less than that once we get everything set up and started. Of course, the Facebook ads, the website, that's going to be in place already to keep those calls coming your way. And then, of course, after that, 60 days and beyond, as long as you keep the service, we're still continuing to update, optimize, you're still getting the reporting, customer support, and everything like that. It is month to month. Now, are you going to be like Monday through Friday, Monday through Saturday? I mean, when did you want to be found online?
I work, I'm willing to work every day of the week.
Really? And you want to be listed like 7 days a week?
Yep.
Okay. Yes, is that like 8 to 5, 7 to 7?
You can do 7 to 7.
7 to 7, okay. And are you taking anything like cash, or of course cash and check, but anything like credit card, Venmo, PayPal, Cash App?
Yep. I'll take it all.
All of that. Okay, perfect. That's going to help. And then just make sure. I can get you you're going to, in the next couple of minutes here, receive a confirmation email through our automated system. It does have our client support phone number, the hours of operation on there. The support email address is there as well. But if you do have a pen handy, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
What exactly was it that you're going to give me?
It's our number for client support.
Yeah, I'll wait on the text just as I'm driving.
Oh, yeah, no problem. By the way, just one second. So you will receive that automated email. You can reach a live client support agent Monday through Friday. That's 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern time. Of course, you can email 24/7. If you email the support team, they will follow up with you in that same business day. Unless they get the email either very late in the day or after hours, of course, in that case, they'll follow up with you the following business day. The email address will be on that welcome email. Well, the welcome email is going to be important, not only because it has our client support information on there, it has your login credentials, your username and your password. You'll also receive an additional email, one that says action needed, photos needed for your Google verification. It doesn't have to be everything on that list, but anything you send our way will certainly expedite the process of satisfying Google that you are an active business. So anything like photos of tools or equipment, your service vehicle, anything like a business card or licensing insurance, you can send this, that as well. And you will receive, or it looks like you might have already received, the local splash initial invoice. On that invoice, you'll find a link to the written terms and conditions. That's everything that we did just go over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. Now, I know you said that you are driving. Are you able maybe to safely pull over, or would you be able to open up the one that says local splash initial invoice?
Yeah, I can do that here in a moment.
Okay, not a problem. I do want to walk you through a couple of things there. I'm scheduling your follow-up call. If I am available when our technician calls you at or a couple minutes after 6 o'clock, I will be on that call as well, just in the very beginning, just to kind of introduce you to your technician and answer any quick questions that you might have before handing it over to them. If I am in between phone calls, I'll be able to do that. If I'm already on a phone call, then, of course, they will call you on their own. They'll take really good care of you, and they will have the information that I have here as far as JoJo being your first pet if you wanted to ask them that. Now, if you're able to open up the one that says local splash initial invoice, it's going to say, opening it online. It's going to say, hello, Robert A. Of course, that's your middle initial, not the first letter of your last name. Thank you for choosing Local Splash. Your invoice is located below. Then a couple of sentences down, it says, please click here to accept the subscription terms. Do you see those two words, click here?
Hold on. Just pulling a trailer.
Sometimes. Oh, no problem. No problem. Be safe, of course, and just let me know when you're ready.
All right, one second.
Okay, sorry, I had a disconnect.
Oh,
customers real quick.
Not a problem, absolutely. So are you able to open up that that email or the text message?
The splash link?
Correct.
To log into the account?
Yeah, you don't have to log into your account, but it's going to say Local Splash, initial invoice, and then it says, please click here to accept the subscription terms.
So, with my login and password?
I can check that, but you don't really need to do that just yet. Our tracking system or our automated system thinks both that your tracking system is active and that you're trying to access it right now, neither of which is really true. You will, though, once your tracking system is active, receive by text and email confirmation that your tracking system is active. You can try at any point in time. You might just get a message saying that we're still trying to set everything up. Your username is set in our system, and this is on your welcome email. Your username is set in our system. You cannot change it, but it's been made easy for you to remember and easy for us to access and associate with your account. So it is the phone number that we are speaking on. The area code is included, but it's just the numbers. There's no dashes, no spaces, no parentheses. So, of course, that means your username is 989-928-8763. Your default password is Sam Yahoo, all lowercase, no space, S-E-M-Y-A-H-O-O. You can change that. No, you do not. Like I said, you don't need to log in. But if you're able to access the one that says local / initial invoice, and then it says please click here to accept the subscription terms, clicking on the click here pulls up the local / terms of experience. So that's kind of what I wanted to walk you through there. It's everything that we went over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. You see where it says click here?
Yeah, I got it.
Okay. So, of course, you know, Google is going to be our main focus. It's pretty much everyone's main focus, although about 1 out of 10 people will choose Bing over Google. So we'll make sure that you're found on Bing as well, getting those phone calls. Again, it's all of the directories that are required here. The Facebook ads are included, even the website at no additional cost. You'll see the long line, and below it, it populates a few boxes. We want you to click all of those boxes. One, that you agree to receive SMS or text messages. The other, that you certify you're the authorized holder and sign of the card. And one that says you understand that payments are automatic and recurring, though, of course, you can stop at any time. We would want you to click all three of those boxes. And then once you've done that, the longer box with the arrow pointing towards it, if you're on your phone, you might need to turn it sideways as long as you're not locked in portrait mode. Flipping it to landscape mode makes it a lot easier. That whole bottom part pops up a little bit higher. It will want you to type in or copy and paste Robert A. Kelly. There is no period after the middle initial A, and it's usually case sensitive, at least for your first name. But if you can do an exact match, that's even better. Once you've got Robert A. Kelly in that box, click the orangish colored longer box. That one says confirm signature. That does a few things, Rob. Of course, it lets us know that you know that it's month to month, that we actually waived your setup fee, etc. It will allow us to do the initial NAPW audit, again, to make sure that any information that's already out there is accurate, and to fix it if it's not. Looks like you were successful in submitting that. Again, you do not need to go the next step to log into your tracking system. Other than that, though, I did want to be the first to say welcome aboard. Pretty excited to get that going for you. I will in a second here get you out that calendar invite. Again, that is just for your records. You don't have to respond to it. But if I am in between phone calls when our technician's ready to call you at 6, I'll be on that call as well. Either way, we will be reaching out to you right at or a couple of minutes after 6 o'clock.
Cool.
All right, Rob, I appreciate you. Thank you so much. You take care. We'll be talking to you soon.
Thank you. All right,
thank you, too. Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.